This is the Texas Standard.
So if you had a choice, Texas, would you prefer a strong centralized government determining policies for all or communities making their own decisions? Conservatives have railed against one size fits all for years, remember? That appears to have changed, at least in part. From fracking to bag bans to hailing a ride on a smartphone, cities have no business coming up with such regulations on their own. They should be preempted by state law. So says Governor Greg Abbott, who yesterday appeared to be upping the ante. According to Patrick Svitek of the Texas Tribune, the governor telling a conference this is not the United States of municipalities. Patrick, what does he mean?
Yeah. So this is the governor continuing to push for what he's described as a broad-based law that would preempt local economic regulations under certain conditions. It's a little unclear, you know, how exactly that legislation would come together and how it would work in practice. But this is definitely a part of this, you know, local control battle that we've seen brewing for quite a number of years now. And it's only gotten more intense under Governor Abbott.
Tell me a little bit about how this came up in the first place and how it's come up once again.
Yeah, so last week, this group, it's the Texas Conservative Coalition Research Institute, it's an Austin-based conservative think tank, they had an event in Corpus Christi where they had the governor there for Q&A on local economic freedom. And one of the questions was about apparently a proposal right now before the legislature that would preempt local regulations that are more onerous than the standard set by the state. And he was asked if he would support an idea like that. And he did express some support for that idea. And he expressed some aversion to what he called these rifle shot approaches, where the legislature comes up with a law to tackle one local control issue at a time. You know, for example, bag bans, or for example, going after this ride hailing issue. And so the governor said that it would be much more predictable for Texans and for business owners in Texas if they knew what the local economic regulations were going to be across the board. And that seems to be where he's getting the motivation to push for this very sweeping approach to local control, which would, you know, put a ban on local municipalities from passing regulations that could be more restrictive than what the state already mandates.
So, Patrick, is this really an intellectual exercise, or is this, you know, we talked about an actual statute here?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. You know, I've been in the room for both these events now where the governor has discussed this. And while his words, you know, certainly carry weight to lawmakers, I don't know if he's necessarily issuing a legislative call to action. I highly doubt we'll, you know, see any law like this or any legislation like this come out of the session. As you know, the bill filing deadline has already passed, and there's nothing that I'm aware of that would necessarily fit the criteria that he's laid out for this supposed law. But for him, this, I think, is more of a philosophical exercise. He obviously fashions himself as kind of a constitutional scholar, and he believes at the end of the day that a lot of these local control issues, the Constitution is the dominant document in the debate.
The governor seems to be aware of the criticism, of the hypocrisy that I think is the way some people have framed this, that when he was the Attorney General for Texas, that he was suing the federal government, bragged quite a lot about it, complaining that Washington really shouldn't be telling Texas, micromanaging Texas, from a constitutional standpoint. How does he defend what he's talking about now vis-a-vis municipalities?
Yeah, he brought up that exact point in Fort Worth, and he goes back to making a kind of constitutional argument, saying that he was suing the federal government not because of a concern about local control, but because of concerns about the Constitution and what the federal government was, you know, dictating to the states and asking them to do. And he believed that that flew in the face of the Constitution in many cases. So as you pointed out, he's definitely aware of that criticism of the allegations of hypocrisy. I think Republicans across the board face those allegations, especially when you look at some of the battles that have come up the state capitol.
Patrick Svitek reports for the Texas Tribune. We'll have a link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Patrick, thanks so much.
Thank you.